Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Terrence Williams wide right, Beasley slot right, Bryant to the left. Looks like the safety's cheating Dez's way. Blitz up the middle. Prescott quarterback keep. Prince is into the end zone. Prescott walks the dog. Touchdown, Cowboys.
Woo-wee! Yeah. On dub three, let's get it. Red hair, red face, red neck. With the media knows how to deflect. Respect if you want to direct a question to the man, you better come correct. Don't hate, he's a Princeton grad. Probably the smartest coach that the Cowboys ever had. If a top-notch leader is what you need, call Coach Process, JGZ.
Hey guys, how we doing?
Every Monday at this time, the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys joins us. It's Jason Garrett with Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan, following the 40-10 win over the Niners yesterday here on The Fan. 24 hours from now, it'll be Jerry Jones on with us tomorrow, as he is every Tuesday at 8:30. Good morning, Coach. Congratulations. How are you?
Doing great, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well. Seems like an all-around great team win. Is that the way you saw it with the early turnover on special teams? Jeff Heath coming in for Dan Bailey. And then, of course, what you got on offense and defense. Pretty satisfied in all three phases, Coach?
Well, never satisfied, but there's no question it was a good team win. And you said it. Everybody contributed. And, that turnover right away on special teams was a big play in the game. You know, we went three and out on offense, had a couple batted balls on that first series. And then to get that takeaway and be able to cash in on it was big for us. Defense made consistent stops throughout the ball game, and then, like you said, when somebody goes down, the next guy's got to go in, and typically it's not your kicker, but to me that was a great example of the mindset and the mentality of guys just stepping up and doing what they needed to do, and Jeff Heath stepped in there and did a really nice job for us.
So it turned into a really fun story, and all the guys are rooting for him when he hit two or three on the extra points, but Why not Chris Jones, the other kicking specialist, over Jeff Heath, Coach?
You know, it's a great question. Jeff has a soccer background and was a kicker in high school, and I don't know if you heard me say this, but he has this story about kicking this game-winning field goal in some playoff game, and he sent me the video of it, and the video was, like, really grainy. You couldn't really tell it was him. You really couldn't tell if it was a football game, if it was a rugby game, a soccer match, or if it was just fireworks. It was all just dark. And after about 10 seconds, you hear people going crazy, and he claims it was a 49-yarder that won the state championship for him up there in Michigan. So he's got a history doing it. He's done it for us in the past. He's actually pretty darn good at it. And, one of the challenges that we had was we felt okay with him kicking off. But in the first half, he just hadn't done the snap, hold, kick thing yet. So we got some work on it at halftime and gave him some chances in the second half. And to hit two out of three after having not done it for a long, long time was pretty impressive.
Coach, we're hearing that Dan may miss some time here now with this injury. Do you expect to bring somebody in this week for a tryout?
We do. We'll see how Dan feels today, but we're prepared to bring at least a couple guys in to have them kick for us and just certainly be ready if Dan's not available.
How did he get hurt, Coach?
He just was kicking. He was preparing, within a drive. Oftentimes he'll go over and kick into the net, and I guess on one of the kicks into the net he felt it in his groin. He tried to kick again and just wasn't able to do it. So immediately we had to kind of shift gears offensively and we went for it on fourth down. We went for two-point conversions, those kinds of things, decisions you don't typically make. But particularly with a guy like Dan Bailey, we have so much confidence in him. But the circumstances changed, and I thought our guys responded well.
Are you feeling like this is about a month timeline, or are you just going to find out more today?
Yeah, we'll just find out more today and see how he's doing.
Jason Garrett right here on 105.3 The Fan. We know you emphasize that every week with turnovers. but with not really generating one for 3 weeks, you get three yesterday. Was there more emphasis put on it, Coach, or just the same as always?
Well, you're always trying to stimulate your team in a way that prompts performance. And like you said, it's always been an emphasis for us. The statistics on winning the turnover ratio go back a long way in the NFL. So we recognize the importance of it. And, you know, you keep harping on it. You keep trying to do drills to make it come alive on Sundays. And, you know, that the hit by Kayvon and the recovery by Xavier right at the outset was certainly big for us. And it got contagious there. Guys around the quarterback knocking it out. And obviously that was a good thing for our team.
Coach, we were just talking to Brad Sham about, you know, it feels like Anthony Hitchens is just so underrated. There's like a safety feel to him and Sean Lee being back out there. How different did things feel with Hitchens and Lee next to each other? And what did you think of the way they played and with the defense overall?
Well, obviously we felt good about how our defense played. The biggest thing we wanted to do coming into the game was to slow down their running game and really try to make them as one-dimensional as possible. And I thought we did a good job of that. Their back 28 is a really good player. And so we didn't want to let him get going because so much of what they want to do with their naked game and their play action game will come off of that. So that was a priority for us. And obviously having Sean Lee, our defensive captain, certainly among the best players that we have, he makes such a difference in there. Not only the production that he has, both in the running game and the passing game, but just how he leads the group, gets everybody lined up and communicates as well as he does. Having Hitch back in there, again, a veteran player, done a lot of different things for us throughout his career, has a really good feel for playing. He, too, is always around the ball. So having those guys back in the lineup was big. You know, Jalen played a lot of snaps in this game as well and did some positive things. And, you know, this was the rotation that we anticipated having at the outset of the season, but Hitch got hurt, and then Sean got hurt, and Jalen played a lot of snaps and really learned a lot over the first 5 weeks. It's good to get those two guys back in there. It's good to see Jalen continue to grow.
Coach, we talked about this a lot this year. A lot of the fans have been wondering where that Zeke burst is, that second-level burst. Did it look to you like he had it yesterday?
Well, Zeke's just a really good player, and he has been since the first game he played for us, and he just – a very productive guy. When you give him the ball, he does really good things for your football team and really takes such a burden off everybody else, the quarterback, the receivers, the defense. And he's been able to handle that workload right from the start with us. And, you know, we want to give him opportunities every week. Obviously, you want to continue to be more and more efficient running the football. And I think we've done that over the last couple weeks. He's made a lot of little dirty runs that not a lot of people recognize, and then he certainly made some big explosive plays as well. So, you know, if you can hand him the ball as much as we have, it just has such a positive impact and, again, certainly made a lot of plays for us yesterday.
Coach, the offensive line didn't give up a sack. You look at all these numbers with the running game, and, you know, we went into some of these games saying, are they the same offensive line as the past few years? You got changes at left guard and right tackle. What was your assessment of their play yesterday and how they've been playing up to date?
Well, I thought we did a good job controlling the line of scrimmage. And, you know, we talked about the running game earlier and Zeke's impact, but it starts up front, and we all know that. And we have so much confidence in our guys. And I do think over the course of the ball game, we're able to control the game because of our ability to control the line of scrimmage and run the football. And I thought we came off the ball well, knocked them back, ran the ball a variety of ways, which I think was really helpful for us. When you can run it inside, run it outside, and have the variety that we had in the running game, it makes it difficult for the defense to slow you down.
Jason,
again, so much of that helps you in pass protection, helps your naked game, your play action game, and your drop back game. So it all fits together.
Jason Garrett here on The Fan after the 40-10 win in San Francisco. Coach, yesterday Cooper Rush was the backup. Can you just explain how you guys came to the decision to have Cooper Rush over Kellen Moore yesterday?
You know, Cooper did so many good things in the preseason and in training camp, and we felt good about where he was coming out of camp. We just felt at the outset of the season it was probably better for us to have Kellen, a more experienced player, you know, be that number two guy. But we wanted to keep giving Cooper some chances. And, you know, during that bye week, we had couple extra practices. We gave him some more snaps, and we made that decision. No reflection on Kellen Moore. We've got a lot of respect and trust and confidence in him. But we just felt like it was the right thing for our team right now.
Jason Garrett joins here at 105 through the Fan. Last thing, Coach, David Irving raised his fist at the end of the anthem yesterday. Did he violate the policy, put himself in any kind of trouble with that?
I think we've handled the anthem really consistently well over the last couple of years. And, we respect that time. We respect the national anthem. We respect the flag. And our guys like to, we put our toes on the line and hand across the heart. And that's just how we do it. So it's been fairly consistent for us, and we'll continue to do that going forward.
What is one thing you did that was football free during the bye week?
We just got away a little bit. Was able to go see some family during that weekend that we had off, and spend some time with my wife. a little bit more than we're able to do, this time of year. So just kind of enjoyed the respite that we had. You get out of rhythm a little bit in a good way, and then you get back to work. So it was a good time for us. I think we got refreshed and recharged. We're continuing to get ready to go.
And this was family back in Jersey?
Yeah.
Okay, Chop, what's the subs?
Hoagie Haven, did you hit up that spot?
I did not hit up Hoagie Haven.
Oh, man.
Stay down on the shore.
Coach, congratulations on the win. We appreciate the time, as always. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, guys, always enjoy it. Thanks so much.
Jeezy, 40-10, the Cowboys work the 49ers.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.